with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
President Trump speaking at the White House late this morning about yesterday's mass shootings at a high school in South Florida, and he directed part of his remarks directly at America's children.
I want you to know that you are never alone and you never will be. You have people who care about you, who love you, and who will do anything at all to protect you. If you need help, turn to a teacher, a family member, a local police officer, or a faith leader. Answer hate with love. Answer cruelty with kindness. We must also work together to create a culture in our country that embraces the dignity of life, that creates deep and meaningful human connections, and that turns classmates and colleagues into friends and neighbors.
President Trump also saying in those remarks that he'll visit the community of Parkland, Florida soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Top U.S. intelligence officials are warning people against using smartphones made by several Chinese companies, including ZTE. Members of the CIA, NSA, FBI, and Defense Intelligence Agency told a Senate committee this week that using products made by companies beholden to foreign governments puts American security at risk, and they warned the phones could allow for undetected espionage. It seems an identical twin switched places with his brother one too many times. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
A Peruvian man who escaped from prison by drugging his twin brother during a visit and taking his place was recaptured by authorities this week, according to police. Alexander Delgado Herrera was serving a 16-year sentence for child sex abuse and robbery when his twin brother Giancarlo visited him in January. That's when police say Alexander drugged him, switched their clothes, and walked out of prison. He was on the run for more than a year before police located him. Initially, the police thought the twin brother conspired to help him escape, but prosecutors later dropped the charges against him. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the FDA has announced it's approved a blood test that it says can quickly identify possible brain injuries, including concussions. The FDA says if the new blood test is used widely, it could eliminate the need for scans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
So I am getting ready to do a guest appearance that I've done for some time now. I don't do as many guest appearances on radio, and I really don't do TV anymore. But I do have a few of my favorite radio shows that I do make time for. And the host calls me and start talking before the interview is about to begin. He said, "Man, you must have gotten a lot of phone calls this past week." I said, "Yeah, you're right, I have. However, the phone calls that I've gotten over the course of the week, they haven't been from my clients. I've gotten phone calls from new listeners to this program, gotten phone calls from the media. I've gotten phone calls, believe it or not, from other advisors and brokers. Not from my clients. Reason being, my clients are smarter than your clients. Yes, it really comes down to that. They get it. Welcome, everybody, to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I recognized something this past week. There was a myriad of headlines, fast and furious. Various different business networks out there. And I saw one. I don't know what site it was on. CNBC, I watch from time to time because it's funny. It really is. It's funny to actually watch their headlines. I mean, CNBC, if you want to lose money, it's like if you're like Richard Pryor and Brewster's Millions, which who has to burn through like $30 million in a month, so he has to... so he can inherit $300 million. You remember that movie? It was back in the 1980s with Richard Pryor and John Candy. If you need to burn through money, just watch and listen to CNBC, in particular their website. I don't know where I saw it, but there was a headline saying the VIX hasn't popped to these levels since August of 2015. Now, I was thrown off a bit there. I kind of pride myself on pretty much having a photographic memory. I pretty much can remember everything. People listen to this program, they know. And I'm especially attuned to books and movies and pop culture stuff, which we try to relate to the various different topics here. But I'm also pretty good to various different financial events. But I couldn't for the life of me remember what happened in August of 2015. Now, I remember I went on vacation that summer. I remember I was on vacation, and I was on vacation in Greece in the earlier part of that summer. I do remember that. And I do remember things getting volatile. And I remember oil prices coming way down at that point in time. But I couldn't remember what happened to make the VIX spike to that level. So I looked it up. And it was, remember they called it Black Monday? There was a 1,000-point market sell-off. And I guess the reasons why were lower oil prices, fears of growth in China going backwards, and I don't know, something else. Basically nothing. And the markets crashed, and it came back to me what happened. And markets crashed, and then they came back a couple days later. And I started to laugh. There was more reason for the markets to correct themselves back then than there was now. It's kind of funny if you actually think about it. But, again, a lot of people got hurt. Again. And we're going to go through this, and we're going to actually explain to you what happened, what took place, And I'm going to give a bit of a lesson. The same thing we teach our clients, the same thing we've been teaching our listeners here on the program now for a couple decades. Clients much longer. But one of the things that was interesting, and this is a teachable moment for everybody. And again, if you're listening to this program and you happen to have an account, new listener out there, again, I've talked about older listeners. We just added 50-some-odd new affiliates to this program. So we always are adding new listeners to the show. If you listen to this program and you still want to have an account at a major investment house when you're done, when you lose money, when you get ripped off and scammed, it's on you. It's on you. Story from Bloomberg this past week. Inside Wall Street's $8 billion VIX time bomb. It was the hot trade on Wall Street, a seemingly sure thing that lulled everyone from hedge fund managers to small-time investors. Now, let's parse that sentence right there. Hedge fund managers are always trying to come up with some sort of magic trick to impress people. That's what they do. They're magicians. That's all. They're magicians. They got their bag of tricks. What do small-time investors do? Small-time investors like to believe, and they like to listen to guys like hedge fund managers or idiots that parade themselves on CNBC. They like to think that they can defy the laws of the universe, economic gravity, reality. They think that they can get around it. Now, newfangled investments link to volatility in the stock market until a few years ago, obscure niche products have exploded in spectacular fashion, and the shockwaves have only just begun. How these investments proliferated is a classic story of Wall Street salesmanship and old-fashioned greed. Now, again, that sentence, brilliant. Got to hand it to Bloomberg on this one. Classic story of Wall Street salesmanship and old-fashioned greed. One of the things we've tried to get across to people over the years here, that's what Wall Street is. It's there to sell you stuff. Anything. Everything and anything. Look at the shiny object, investor. Buy it. Oh, look, it's new and improved. Buy it. What, do you think that the sales tactics of Wall Street are really much different than what the Mad Men guys are doing? No. No. Old-fashioned greed. Well, that's one of the tactics, is it not? Listeners to this program should understand this. Greed is the bait. Sets the trap, baby. Sets the trap. Hey, when I first started on Wall Street, I was proud of myself. I was. Again, I worked my way through college, studying, you know, I moved to New York, waiting tables, bartending, working as an apprentice on Wall Street, studying for my exams, raring to go, get my business cards. I'm thinking that they're going to start teaching me about how to properly manage people's portfolios and handle people the right way. No. They were teaching us how to sell. How to sell, how to paint the picture, how to push greed buttons. In a few short years, financial engineering transformed expectations about the ups and downs of the stock market into an asset class that could be marketed and sold as tradable as stocks, but it turns out, sometimes far riskier. No. You don't say. You mean Wall Street selling a product like that? I don't care if it's garbage companies like Enron, which were impossible. I don't care, quite honestly, if it's dot-coms with no earnings potential whatsoever. I don't care if it's mortgage mortgage-backed securities. I don't care if it's long-term capital management. They're there to sell you garbage. Financial engineers. That's what they call themselves. See, the thing about engineering, it's a science to it. There's math to it. Engineers build bridges and roads, and they do amazing things. Financial engineers put together products that will collapse. And that's what they've done. Marketed and sold, tradable as stocks, but turns out far riskier. A quick story. This is back, yeah, when I was much, much younger. And an old friend of mine from high school called and was talking about what he was doing. This had to be 1993. He's working one of these departments on Wall Street. He was a bright kid. Talking about how they're creating assets. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? How did you create assets? He was kind of bragging. He said, you know what? We could create an asset out of two cockroaches racing across the ground. And he's right, because they can. All of these things that you hear about, the VIX and the XIV and all of these things, you know what they are? They're calling them assets. It's like buying the temperature of the day. In essence, the temperature is an asset. How can the outside temperature today, how can that be an asset? It's just it's measurement, right? It's a unit of measure. But no. Not to Wall Street. They turned it into an asset. Oh, yeah. These financial engineers have created more than $8 billion. $8 billion of products tied to one index alone. Oh, yeah. But they did that, too, with the mortgage investments a decade ago, did they not? Oh, I got a lot more, guys. A lot more. We gotta take a break right now, okay? You're in for it today. And, again, I'm putting this out there. I'm telling you right now. You listen to the show and you keep your account at one of the big firms out there, well, it's your loss. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, college planning kits, our newsletter, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Everything on our website's free. We also have a 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. That expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Pressure on me. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Hey, does this name ring a bell to anybody out there? Devesh Shah? Anybody know who Devesh Shah is? You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know either. Devesh Shah happens to be one of the people that invented the VIX. Yes, the temperature gauge that everybody pays attention to. He actually left Wall Street back in 2010, and I got a sinking suspicion why. Well, he was interviewed this past week. They dug up Devesh Shah, and they asked him, they said, what's going through your mind today? And it's obviously with the markets going crazy. He said everybody knew that this was a huge problem. Everybody knows that inverse VIX is going to zero at some point. And all these inverse and leveraged products, not just in the VIX, but elsewhere too, at the end of the day, cost people a lot of money. And what's going to happen as a result of this? Nothing. Other than in a few months' time, someone's going to come up with a new XIV or VIX, and everyone's going to start putting money into that. He goes, that's how the world goes. And he's right. He's right. That's what Wall Street does. And all too often, people just fail to learn their lesson. And I thought about it. I said, 10 years. Man, it is 2018. 10 years ago. Mortgage-backed securities, credit default swaps, all of this nonsense. And the funny thing is that many on Wall Street didn't even know what they created. This stuff, they know. They know. And they don't care. They don't care. This is kind of an interesting way of looking at this. I'm going to put this to everyone out there because, again, we often talk about the drug problem here in the United States. And one of the reasons why is, so how do we deal with the drug problem here in the United States and all these drug dealers and all this? I said, well, you know, if we weren't taking drugs here in the United States, we wouldn't have drug dealers, would we? If people stopped buying all of Wall Street's garbage, they wouldn't put it out. is a story that I told a long time ago on the program. Believe it or not, I used to be a lot more volatile here on the show. I used to yell a lot more. Further than that, I was dealing with a lot of people that were getting ripped off in penny stock firms, the Wolf on Wall Street, Stratton Oakmont, and many others that were out there. And I happened to run into their attorney in New York. And I honestly wanted to beat him up. Because this guy, again, one of those people that have had an ethical bypass at birth. And I laid into him. I laid into him something that I just went off. And funny thing was is that he remained calm. He didn't say a word. And he said, "Who are you? Who are you to say what a good investment is or a bad investment? We are just filling a demand. People want this stuff. They're buying it." And I could do, but all of these people are being duped and your sales tactics. He said, "They don't have to buy if they don't want to. Nobody is holding a gun to anyone's head." And he was right on that point. He was. And this also comes down to what we're going to be talking about today throughout the show, and that's personal responsibility. Personal responsibility plays a part. People, it has to. Okay? This is a show for adults. This is a show for adults. And you want to become an adult? You own everything in life. You take ownership of everything that happens. You don't look to fix blame. You got ripped off by the broker over at Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch. They're the one that put these things into your portfolio, and you're taking a beating on that stuff. You should have known better. You should have known, but you should have known. You should have actually taken a look at what the history of these firms are and why you're working with them in the first place. But you should know that they're there to sell you stuff. And don't tell me you actually understood these things, because you know what? I fully can't get my arms around them either. I still fully can't comprehend the idea of the weather or temperature being an asset class. Anyway, this interview goes on with Devesh Shah, and they ask him, should regulators do something about retail VIX products? And he answers, he said, in my wildest imagination, I don't know why these products exist. I could say that about so many things that are sold on Wall Street all the time. There's no rhyme or reason. So much about Wall Street is why. Why? Well, why are the exchanges not nonprofits? Why are they profit entities? Why do we allow for all these high-frequency trading outfits out there? Why do we allow financial products like this that make no sense whatsoever? Who do they benefit? No one. No one. It's gambling. They don't allow. They don't allow real casinos in the state of New York and many other places, but they allow this. It's gambling. More when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Our administration is working closely with local authorities to investigate the shooting and learn everything we can. We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
President Donald Trump earlier today, the president did say he plans on visiting the Florida town where a gunman opened fire on students and staffers, killing 17 and injuring several others. Today, we also learn how the alleged suspect, Nicholas Cruz, was able to gain access to the high school.
On the campus at the time of dismissal, and that is a fairly open time for the campus, and he entered the facility at that moment.
That was Broward County Superintendent Robert Runcie. We are expecting another press conference in Parkland, Florida, later this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program here. All right. Should regulators do something? Again, the guy who actually came up with the product while he was working at Goldman Sachs. What are these products? Why do they exist? Why are they even here? It's gambling. And again, I think probably the best way to explain it is you are turning the outside temperature into an asset. How one does that, again, I don't get it. But people put billions of dollars behind this. These things lost almost all their value. almost all of their value, and they sent the markets into a tizzy. Sent off all sort of automatic trading programs, all sorts of craziness going on there. When you saw, I'll explain to you what happened. When you saw the markets drop like they did, what you saw was there was no bids. It was as if all the buyers weren't there. And everybody was rushing to the exits, and there was nobody there. There was nobody there to buy. Now, back in the old days when we had specialists, that wasn't the problem. That's a whole nother story. We can talk about the demise of the stock exchanges and how the markets are handled today. I don't like it. I deal with it. I don't like it. I don't like high-frequency traders. I don't like all of these quants. I don't like all of these algorithms. They don't do anything. What they are, they're glorified middlemen that are shaving pennies away from our returns. And you know what we're told? We're told that it increases liquidity. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. When that stock market crashed this past week, there was no liquidity. None. There was very little volume there. And that's why the bids started dropping on all of these stocks. It was funny, too. Let's take a look at who's manning the helm here. This number to me is, it's frightening. If you're a new investor out there and you react, and we'll talk about reacting to the markets. If you are reacting to the news of the day, the markets, you will lose, and you're going to lose a lot. You're going to lose a lot. And you know who reacts to markets and things that happen? Rookies. Inexperienced rookies. I see them everywhere. I see them working at private banks. I see them working on Wall Street. You want to know what's amazing? They did a survey of more than 4,800 fund managers in London, New York, and Paris. Do you know that the half of the fund managers had 9 years of experience or less? You've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of managers that didn't even experience the financial crisis managing money out there. And then you see the interviews with these kids, and they're like, well, you know, well, I could tell you about Bitcoin and the internet and all of this stuff. And it's funny. It's like Rosewood and Taggart from Beverly Hills Cop. They don't know nothing about nothing. They don't have a clue. A clue. And they're out there running money. Yes, my friends, experience does matter. Anyway, another headline. What about all this? And again, it make no bones about it. Okay. The business news out there. And you know what? I am going to give a little kudos and a shout out to Fox Business because they weren't crazy. They handled it, the sell-off, appropriately. They gave it proper perspective. CNBC is godforsaken awful. Their website is a joke. They're actually cheering on the volatility, actually pushing for it. Pushing for it. They're sending alerts in the middle of the night. Futures are down 100 points. Futures are down 200 points. What? So what? And here's the story. And we're going to talk about this when we get back. Banks cheer return of wild markets. Placid markets lead to weak returns. Now banks hope for a fee boost as volatility makes a comeback. Oh, yes, I will explain. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'm just getting warmed up, kids. We are loaded today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Oh. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, kiddos. Welcome back to the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place where we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beatdown. Okay. Wall Street Journal article. Banks cheer return of wild markets.
Well, what do you mean? On CNBC, whenever the markets go down, they show pictures of traders that look scared. And they show pictures of bears and of roller coasters.
Suckers. That's what they're thinking. And VORP and big bank offices and cigar-smoked rooms in downtown, at the Delmonico restaurant, all those places down in downtown New York. You know what they're thinking? Suckers. You, my friends, are the greater fools. That's right. The bigger fools. The ones that are left holding the bag. Yeah, they love you. They do. They love you. They love taking advantage of you. Let's take a little walk down memory lane, shall we? This is before I had my own show, and I was only doing guest appearances on a regular basis. And I don't remember exactly what show it was on, And I used to do 4 or 5 a day, easy. Somebody asked about the explosion in new brokerage firms. Do-it-yourself firms. Ameritrade. DLJ Direct. E-Trade. I mean, there were platforms opening up all over the place. And the question was, well, what does this mean for financial advisors and stockbrokers? Is this going to, this is going to ruin their industry? They're going to go away. And I said to the guy, I said, who do you think financed all of these trading platforms? Huh? Who do you think financed them? Who put them out there? These very same firms. Why would they do that? Well, listen, you get a whole load of ignoramuses. Sorry, people. But individual investors have proven time and time again. Again, it's just fact. Ignoramuses. They screw up. They make the wrong decision. Always. Always. I mean, it's over 90%, people. And every single thing, whether it be back in the 1990s or today, people do the wrong thing. Always. Because, again, they, too, think that they can outsmart the markets and they can find the nice new shiny object that's going to make them a lot of money. Now, let me try to make sense out of this. It's almost as if you're allowing the New England Patriots at the beginning of the season, or, you know, Philadelphia Eagles just won the Super Bowl, top team, decide who they're going to play next year during the regular season. And they get to decide right before the season starts. So what they do is they schedule 16 of the worst teams, and they make sure that they play the Browns twice. They are going to bat against you. One of their biggest businesses is trading. They are trading against you. You people that have accounts at these big brokerage firms, do you know that the people that are managing your money are actually trading against you too? Why would you do that? Why would you have an account there? It doesn't make any sense. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. No, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. Again, we're going over the concept of greater fools. So when investors were rushing to the exits this past week. Did you see that a lot of the robo-advisors, again, honestly, you're going to allow the whopper to manage your money? Seriously? That's a War Games sub-reference there. Remember that movie with Matthew Broderick and Ally Sheedy? And all they're trying to do is they try to change the grade at school, and they decide to play global thermonuclear war, and it turns out it's a government computer, and the government computer thinks it's real. So you think it's a good idea to use one of those computers to manage your money? Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Anyway, a lot of them were shut down this past week. They couldn't handle all of the traffic when things were getting nuts out there. And what were people trying to do? Hey, I got to log on. I got to sell, Mortimer, sell. Yeah, like trading places. Turn those computers back on. Why are you selling? Something happened? Fundamentals change? Or do you think that you just happen to be the first person in the history of the world that's been able to get out of the markets at the right time and then jump back in at the right time? So you think you're that guy, right? The first person ever, the history of the world, that's been able to do that, and you're going to be able to do that, huh? Wow. When these market manias and panics happen, the big firms are salivating because they know they've got a whole lot of dummies out there that are willing to sell stocks at a deep discount. And they buy it up at the more than happy to take. Hey, we're more than happy to take that stock off your hands. Thank you very much. That's what they do. And they'll continue to do it as long as you continue to allow them to do it. And I always found that just absolutely fascinating because people, they don't even really understand. Sometimes when I first start explaining to people, you know, that for every seller, there has to be a buyer. For every buyer, there is a seller. And there's only a finite amount of shares that are out there, which then leads to supply and demand. Does that make sense? A lot of people don't get it. They don't understand. Why are the markets down today? Well, you know, there was a little bit more selling pressure than buying pressure. That's all. News could have been great. Doesn't make any difference. Everybody tries to come up with an explanation, tries to tell you why something is happening. You get anybody out there telling you why the markets reacted the way that they did? I come up, there's various different things that could have led to it. One of which, again, we've been warning you about here on this program for a while. The markets have gone up way too quickly, in my opinion. In my opinion, but the reality is it's only my opinion. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong. The markets could still roar ahead, could go to 30,000. I don't know. And you know what? I don't have to know. You don't need to know these things to be a successful investor over time. I actually took a look at the numbers. I took a look at the numbers this past week at the types of returns that you would see if you bought at the highs before every single one of the major sell-offs over the past several decades. You can go all the way back to 1987. You go all the way back to 1987. If you bought at the highs right before the crash in 1987, you know what you saw a year? You know what you saw? Annualized rate of return. You bought at the high before the 87 crash, almost 10% a year since then. If you go back to March of 2000, right before the dot-com collapse, and you bought at the top, your annualized rate of return is around 6%. If you bought at the top in October of 2007, before the financial crisis, at the top, your annualized returns are 7.5%. You take those numbers and you put them out over time and see how much money you'll make. And that doesn't even count dollar cost averaging when you're putting money away on a regular basis. If Monday, when the markets were going crazy, if Monday was your day to pay yourself for the month, to put money away, you better have done it. You better have done it. There are certain things when it comes to putting together your financial plan and your strategy that you just do not deviate from. Pay yourself every single month. Don't think, well, gee whiz, I think the market's going to be more, I think it could go down further. Maybe I should wait till Friday. No. Don't think, like Crash Davis told a pitcher in Bull Durham, don't think it only hurts the ball club. In that case, yes, he's right. You don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. What I do know is history, the reality. If you, again, I'm just giving you of the exact worst possible times to buy, right before every major market correction, and every single time, if you bought at the high, you're still coming out ahead. And then some. We got a lot more, guys. A lot more we've got to go through. And again, I'm gonna give everybody a little bit of pep talk when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Our administration is working closely with local authorities to investigate the shooting and learn everything we can. We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
President Donald Trump, earlier today, the president did say he plans on visiting the Florida town where a gunman opened fire on students and staffers, killing 17 and injuring several others. Today, we also learn how the alleged suspect, Nicholas Cruz, was able to gain access to the high school.
On the campus at the time of dismissal, and that is a fairly open time for the campus, and he entered the facility at that moment.
That was Broward County Superintendent Robert Runcie. We are expecting another press conference in Parkland, Florida, later this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
As we continue our coverage on the school shooting down in Florida, what signs and what did we know about this man before he went and did what he did? Ed Davis is the former Boston police chief. He says, we saw the warning signs. Next time, though, people just have to say something.
There are incredible issues here where this man was telegraphing his intent to do this. Some of the students who have been interviewed on camera say that he actually threatened to shoot up the school. That's a crime. It should be recognized as that and reported, and then people can take the right action to try to eliminate this threat.
This is shaping up to be one of the worst flu seasons ever. Dr. Jen Caldwell said, don't worry if you haven't got your flu shot quite yet.
Flu season technically goes from October to May. Height of the flu season is usually December to February. We have weeks and weeks and weeks to go, people. We are not done yet. The CDC thinks that the numbers will still climb. You need to get your flu shot if you haven't.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
As many as 20 comfort dogs will be converging on Parkland, Florida over the next several days to help people cope with the latest mass shooting at a school. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The specially trained therapy dogs are purebred golden retrievers that can bring a